And with Georgia's color analyst, I'm Jay Black. As we get ready for the Dogs in Missouri tomorrow, Georgia's 6-0 for the first time in 12 years, ranked fourth in the country. And Z, I know the players have said all week that they're just trying to shut out the noise, etc. But can you totally ignore and not discuss the position you're in?
Well, I think within the four walls of the locker room and obviously on the field and within the facility, you can. But in today's world of social media, where all of the hype is all around you constantly, every time you look on your phone or you get on Facebook or anywhere you go, it's there and it's in front of you. So no doubt there's a big job ahead and right now for this coaching staff and for this team to block out that noise, because it can impact how you work, how you think of yourself, all those things that you need to stay hungry and attentive to the moment. It can serve as a distraction. So within the four walls where it's controllable and all of the devices are away from you, yes, it can be controlled there. But as soon as you step out, no doubt this team is hearing how good they are.
UGA's run for more than 700 yards in the last two games. UGA's run for more than 700 yards in the last two games, and to my untrained eye, it looks like they're only running like five rushing plays. Is the offense that simple right now?
Well, I'll tell you, we've actually seen a couple of weeks in a row here teams that have sat back and played some zone defenses, allowing us to have really an advantage in the run game, and we've done a good job taking advantage of that. It has been it's been a few more than five running plays, but yeah, for the most part, it's a lot of read option type look that we're running right now. We're getting on the edge with some sweeps and pretty fundamental in how we're attacking the defenses that we're playing. But that's a testament to Coach Chaney and this offense. If you find something that's worked, stay with it. Don't get away from it just to try to be cute. We're not doing that. We are finding weaknesses in defenses and taking advantage of it. I think what's prompted that to some extent is our willingness to throw the football vertically down the field, and we've hit some big plays in our passing game. So while we're not throwing it a lot, we are dangerous when we do throw it, and that's forcing teams to sit back, play a little bit more zone. We'll see what Missouri does here this weekend when they come out. But good job of coaching, good job of execution over the past three or four weeks, really, in the running game.
Kirby Smart has done well to hype up the fast-paced offense of a 1-4 football team. How worried should he be about the Tigers?
Listen, I think regardless of how anybody is playing, on any given day, somebody can beat you. And I think you have to look no further than what Iowa State did last weekend in their upset win. You've got to come ready to play every single week. And there's some talent on this Missouri team, this quarterback. Coming in, he can fling it with the best of them in the SEC. So they've got the ability to be dangerous, and the way momentum plays a part in every football game, you better be ready to come out and play because any team on your schedule can come out and whip you if you're not ready.
How unique is what Missouri does?
You know, it's I wouldn't call it necessarily unique. It is it's a fast-paced offense. They're going to get up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to run high octane. We actually see that quite a bit, though, in today's football, where at times it feels like a basketball game because teams are going so up tempo. We do it as well at times. So I don't think there's anything there that's going to catch us by surprise, but they're good at it.
All right, Z, we'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon. Our tailgate show begins at 3:30 for homecoming kickoff between Georgia and Missouri at 7:30 here on your home of the Dogs, WSB.